Alexandra Vitale with BuffaloBills.com. We're here at Sweet Home High School, where today kids from all over came to learn from one of football's greatest quarterbacks of all time, Jim Kelly.
Nice and low. Right in front, right in back, right in front, right in back. Don't stand up. Stay low.
A lot of the NFL players, quarterbacks, all use this script. Not all of them, but a lot of them. This is how I used to do it many years ago when you guys were born.
Well, I was going to be here no matter what. Depending on how much I would participate is another story. I played some flag football this morning, which felt pretty good, but after a while it started taking a toll, and I'm not used to it. I'm only in the walking phase now. Me and my wife and my brother Ray walk every morning, and that's really where I'm at now because I just get too winded right now. But, you know, I lost 51 pounds, and when you lose that much weight, it's going to take some time to get back. So I'm not a very patient person, and I want things to feel good right now, but unfortunately it doesn't yet.
Kelly talked a little bit about his faith.
The more I knew, the more prayers I had on my side, the better off I'm going to be. And by saying that, I am. I feel pretty good. I know it's a very long and slow process, but in due time, I hope I'll be back to normal. But the big test is coming in August, the second or third week of August, when I go in for my first MRI to be done after my chemo and radiation to see where the cancer, or if the cancer has left my body. 51 pounds lighter, I have no saliva, I still eat through a JPEG, I'm still eating cans of food through my stomach and through a JPEG. I just started eating real food last week. I'm up to scrambled eggs. I ate some Emilio DiPaolo Italian food last night, which was pretty good, which is good. My taste buds are starting to come back.
Kelly in great spirits and more than happy to be here at his annual football camp.
It's good to be around kids that are like boys. I'm around girls all the time. I have my two daughters and my one daughter, my youngest daughter, has four or five friends over every night. It's like daddy and eight girls. I'm not complaining. I love my girls to death, but it's good to be around to have fun and push some of the kids around. It's fun to just at least sweat. Everybody's like, aren't you warm in that? I go, I need to sweat a little bit. I haven't done that in a long time. So I've lost a lot, even including most of my hair. But one of the good things about this is, I shouldn't say good thing, I had all my brothers and about 15 of my friends all shaved their heads. And my oldest daughter, Erin, was going to shave hers. She said, Daddy, if you want me to shave it, I'm ready to do it. And I go, no way. My daughter's not shaving her head. I said, no, Daddy's all right with this. You just go about doing what you're doing, and I'm proud of all of them because they're all ready to do it. My wife would have even shaved her head, but no thanks. I just thank the good Lord that I have good family and great friends in a great city like Buffalo.